The Holy Gospel for the 24th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 14 through 30. Jesus said, "It will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also had the 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed, and gather where I have scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be more given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to encourage one another and to build up one another. We need to hear words of encouragement, words of kindness, love, forgiveness, peace, and comfort. Especially when we are faced with problems, trouble, trials, and tribulations in life. The words we find in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, with special attention to verses 2 and 11. "Yourselves are fully aware the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, do you need any words of encouragement? What would you say right now? Yes, do you ever need to hear words of encouragement. Perhaps a word of kindness. A word of love and forgiveness. A word of peace and comfort. When you are suddenly faced with a serious problem in your family, a tragic accident, a financial crisis, a terminal illness, whatever it is. It is then when we feel that the whole world is crashing down on us that we perhaps need to hear words of encouragement. Don't we? Yes, we do. This is especially true as we slowly face the day of redemption, the day of the Lord, the last day, as we talked about it last Sunday, remember? To be ready. To be prepared, just like the five wise virgins were, to find an open door. Having our lamps burning. When the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, finally comes, as He has promised us. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The words of St. Paul in the verses preceding our text for today, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Not only that, but Paul goes on to say, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. But until Jesus comes back again, as He has promised us, so that we might live with Him one day in heaven, St. Paul told the Christians in Thessalonica to support each other. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. We also read in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. As a matter of fact, we're all called to say a good word to each other, to encourage one another, to build each other up as we are doing in our church every Sunday morning when we greet each other with the peace of the Lord. God's peace be with you. Not only that, but we are also encouraged to look out for our spiritual and physical well-being. And that's precisely what St. Paul was doing. He was constantly encouraging them because they were getting discouraged, frustrated in their faith in Jesus Christ. They weren't quite sure whether they had eternal salvation and of Christ's coming. And that is also true of us today. We also need words of encouragement, don't we? When we get discouraged, when we get frustrated, and sometimes stunned, shocked, when we are challenged and confronted by serious problems and trouble and trials and tribulations in life. As a matter of fact, in the early days of the Christian church in Jerusalem, there was a man who was always encouraging others in their time of need. They did not call him by the name given by his parents, but instead they called him Son of Encouragement. That man was Barnabas, whose name, by the way, means son of encouragement. As a matter of fact, in the book of Acts, chapter 4, we're told that Barnabas sold a field that he owned, that belonged to him, and brought the money to the apostles so that they could give it to the poor and needy Christians in Jerusalem. And again in Acts chapter 9, we see Barnabas again. When Paul was converted to Christianity and became a Christian, the church in Jerusalem refused to accept Paul because he persecuted the church. So Barnabas comes along and introduces Paul to the apostles. Because Paul was a true Christian. Paul was a true believer who preached and taught the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the kind of encouragement we also need in the church today. We also need a Barnabas among us in our midst to encourage us and to build us up as members of this church. And that's precisely what Barnabas was doing as a companion to St. Paul in his many missionary journeys, to always encourage everyone to focus on the spiritual and physical needs and well-being of the family of God. As a matter of fact, we have several examples from Jesus himself, who always encouraged others, whether through his preaching, his teaching, or through his many miraculous signs and wonders. This was especially true of Jesus' treatment of women and Jesus' relationship with women. When the Canaanite woman came to him crying out, saying, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering from demon possession." Did Jesus send her away? Did he tell her to get lost? No, he didn't. He told her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." Again, the same was also true of the woman caught in adultery when the religious leaders were ready to stone her to death. What did Jesus do? Did he condemn her? Did he throw her under the bus? No. Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." The same was true of the centurion whose servant was very sick and about to die. He pleaded with Jesus, saying, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed." Just say the word. Did Jesus turn him away? Did Jesus ignore his plea for mercy? No. Jesus told the centurion, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Now what about us? What about you and me? Do we need words of encouragement this morning? Do you need to hear words of kindness and love and forgiveness and peace and comfort? Yes, we do. That's why we come to church. When we partake of the body and blood of Jesus, He touches us, doesn't He? And He encourages us. Whatever problems we may have in life. And I'm seeing Richard and Darlene here this morning and the firestorm they went through up in the Napa Valley. And the Lord was with you. And you needed a lot of encouragement. And so did many others when it all happened. Think of all the hurricanes in Texas and Florida, and the firestorms right here in California, the massacres in Las Vegas, and just recently again in Texas. Who do we go to when crisis, tragedies come into our life? We go to the Lord, don't we? And we need words of encouragement from Him to touch us and to embrace us with His love and compassion in our time of need. And that's what Paul was doing with the Christians in Thessalonica, especially as he encouraged them and told them to build themselves up. Yes, we need words of encouragement, but most of all, we need Jesus, don't we? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Not just some of it, but everything to God in prayer. Yes, we all need Jesus. That's why we're here today, as we partake of His true body and true blood in the Holy Sacrament. Jesus says, go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. We do not only need each other, but we always need Jesus. May our prayer today be the words we sang today. Were you listening? Living for Jesus. A life that is true. Striving to please Him in all that I do. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my all. Yes, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing here at Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. The words of Paul, and especially Luke, in the book of Acts. They, the Christians, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers. That's what we do here at church. We study the Word, don't we? We listen to the Word. We have fellowship. It's wonderful, isn't it? As we spend time with each other. Oh yes, and we have the breaking of bread, the sacrament of our Lord Jesus. And finally, but not least, we have the prayers every Sunday morning, the prayers of the church. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus, living for Jesus, in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.